Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of This Week in Quality. It is Friday, the 17th of April, 2026. I hope you're all well. I know someone who is missing right now. For those who are following along live in the chat, Deanna has gone 404 and is trying her very best to get back into the Motiverse. She's fallen out of the Motiverse and is trying to make her way back in right now. So fingers crossed, Deanna, eventually she can join us and we can talk about all things Moticon. Very excited, but I'm gonna hold off just a little bit because I really want Deanna to tell us all about Moticon. Like, what does that word even mean? What is it about? What does it involve? Why people should pay attention to it, and why the Motiverse are starting to get very excited about Moticon. Okay, we've got some comments coming through on the chat. Oh, Demi, yeah, Deanna 404 not found. Demi, not again. Claire Norman, who does a good Deanna impersonation? Oh, that's a fun challenge. I like that. I could try my best, Claire, but I would very much embarrass myself. Nadja Schultz, he's alone. Yes, Nadja, please join me on stage if you wish. Gary Hawks, she's in a Motiverse black hole. And Nadja shouting, Deanna, Deanna. I'm hearing you. And I'm hopefully Deanna will be hearing us soon. But she's still a little bit lost. Behind the scenes, we've got different browsers being tried. We've got different permissions being allowed. And things might not be working out. So thanks for sticking with us, folks. But you know what? I'm going to get started because the show must go on, and let's hope that Deanna can pop up backstage very soon for me to bring her on stage. So how have you all been? How has your week in quality been? Lots of good stuff going on in the community. Oh my goodness me, I was chatting with Rosie Sherry, the founder and CEO of Ministry of Testing / Motiverse earlier today, and we were just kind of saying like, oh, there's a lot of things for us to announce at the moment. Everything is really happening all at once. So there's this conference, the awesome tech conference that is Moticon. We will talk, hopefully, a lot about that during this episode. So the lineup has gone live, which we can dive on into, and reasons to join and get excited about it right now. You know, Moticon has started now, even though the actual conference itself is in October. There's many things we can do today to get stuck in. Also, the software quality engineering certificate, it's all out there now. Every module, you can take the exam. We've seen folks who are completing SQEC. They are becoming SQEC qualified. So big congrats to Cassandra Lung. We've had other folks coming in. I see Danielle Lawrence is now SQEC qualified. Alexander Romanov, a fellow This Week in Quality co-host, is also now SQEC qualified. Brandy Brotherton, Stephen Platten. This is great. And I love the fact that folks are going for it with SQEC. If it's not on your radar and you are a quality engineer or you're a quality professional, I do recommend it. It's a practitioner-led certificate. We've had many people in the community who are experts in the field of quality engineering contribute. They've written articles, they've produced conversations, they've shared audio bites. We have lots of activities that you can take throughout the certificate to build your own portfolio to demonstrate your capability. So it's not, you know, it's not just about getting the piece of digital paper at the end that says, hey, check me out. There's a lot of good stuff that you get throughout the certificate that is of huge value. So folks, I have seen hot off the press, Rosie Sherry has joined off stage. So I think Rosie is gonna do her best impression of Deanna. So let's bring Rosie on stage and let's see what happens. Rosie Sherry, AKA Deanna's temporary replacement for this episode. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic.
Wonderful. Wow. Oh, man. That was a great impression. And I can see Deanna has joined us off stage. So, this is just causing immense confusion now. Does Deanna come on stage? I mean, Rosie, stick around, right? But let's get Deanna up on stage as well.
I am so, so sorry. This was a nightmare. I ended up having to do an incognito window.
Oh, wow. You've really gone full software tester. I like your style, Deanna. Well, thank you for being able to persevere and join us. We've got Rosie Sherry, who you may have missed, was just trying to do an impression of you, Deanna. I don't know if you heard that.
Oh, were you? Wait, no, I didn't. Please do it again, Rosie.
I'm all right. I almost put my name down as Deanna, but I decided not to.
change your name on the app. Oh, that's brilliant. We should all do that. just to confuse everyone and encourage everyone who's listening live today to do the same.
Yeah, you'll need to practice that Portuguese accent too.
That's it. I keep working on it. So both Rosie and Deanna, how are you both doing? How have your weeks in quality been?
Well, from my side, it has been super exciting. As you might all have seen, Motocon lineup is finally out. And that was the highlight really of the week. To get it out, it's just a massive achievement. And just to see all the brilliant contributors and what is already shaping up to be a fantastic conference this year. So yeah, super exciting.
It is very exciting. And for our listeners today who might not be familiar with it, so Motocon, I guess, maybe Rosie could answer this around like the name Motocon. What does it mean? How is it relevant? And then Deanna, perhaps you could share or either of you could share what's it about? Like what's kind of the essence of Motocon for someone who's completely new and they're like looking for a good tech conference to go to?
Oh, that's a hard question, Simon. What is it? A bit deep. What is it? A rebrand, partially a rebrand, but also I would say a complete redesign in how we're moving forward and how we're thinking about things. When I came back like 2.5 years ago or so now, we started shifting away from testing to quality. And then as we started shifting to quality, I kind of felt like I still felt restricted in the fact that to talk about quality when quality is everywhere, it just felt too restrictive to only talk about quality when we should be talking about other things and with other people in tech in general. So I've been trying to figure out what that meant and seeing how we can design that into where we're going. And then we just started. I think it was Deanna actually that first came up with the term Motiverse. That internally, which is funny, and we just kind of fell in love with that name, and the more we did that, the more I was like, we're not just a quality community, we're a tech community, we need to talk about more things. And then we joked about a ministry of teching and stuff like that, so it's like it's been this real slow long shift towards becoming more tech focused rather than quality and testing. And as part of that, we had to move away from the word testing, obviously, but now we're moving, or we have quality at the heart of everything we do, but we feel like we really need to connect with the whole industry to figure out what good products mean. Good products means good quality, and that's who we are. And Motocon had to have MOT in the name. And we brainstormed a few versions of it and we ended up with Motocon.
I love it. That's a great view and reflection for folks who are completely new to the world of Motiverse and Motocon. What I like about it is it flips the narrative, perhaps the historic narrative of testing and quality professionals not having a loud enough or an impactful enough voice within engineering teams. And it's like, as a community of quality and testing professionals, we've always been banging the drum about quality and the importance of it and getting people together, becoming conduits to different teams and disciplines and spotting things that perhaps others aren't spotting. And I think, that can stay core, as you're saying, Rosie, you know, quality is essential and is like the essence of how we develop and deliver quality products and services. So that core remains, and it's like, yeah, let's welcome in other disciplines, welcome in other topics that perhaps we haven't explored as much as we have done in the past. And I think that's what we're getting and what folks will get if they were to attend Moticon this year.
And it's also a way to build those connections with other professionals within the tech industry to not only learn from them, but also to teach them about quality. So it's not create that silo of just quality, but involve everyone that actually is involved in quality.
Yeah, totally. And with Moticon, Deanna, how does someone get to go to Moticon? Like, is it like you buy a ticket, you pay like, I don't know, £3,000 or £4,000, and then you can come along? Like, how does that work?
I'm going to sound like my son on this one. I'm like, definitely not. You're not paying thousands of pounds to attend Moticon, nor have you have to buy a ticket to Moticon. So
no ticket. What's going on? Ticket. Do you just rock up?
If you are a professional member, yes, you just rock up. Well, you need to register. Just a one-click registration, and then you just rock up. That's exactly how it is. The good and fantastic part about it this year is that you, of course, don't have to purchase a ticket. All you have to do is just to have an active professional membership when you click register and at the time of the conference. A professional membership as an individual basis, £349 per year. So basically, with a professional membership, not only you get your access to Moticon, but you get a full year of being a professional member and everything that comes with it these days and more. So yeah, it's simple. It's super simple, super exciting, and yeah. No need to register, no need to get approvals for tickets. Just need to get that professional membership, get your work to get to pay for it, and that's it.
Yeah, ready to go. I think what it emphasizes as well is that, you know, perhaps historically there's been a lot of weight put on conferences and, you know, folks could spend, you know, business as usual, not so much focusing on their learning and development. They're just in delivery mode, working on their projects and products and stuff. And then it's like, oh, but I've got this conference to attend and I'm going to go all in on this conference. And then I'm going to go there. I'm going to learn, have an amazing time, but might then struggle for the rest of the year to implement some of the things I've learned at a conference. So I think what the professional membership encourages is people to participate and show up throughout the year. So when someone does attend a conference such as Moticon, they've already built some connections with people that they're going to see and meet at that event, that in-person event. They've already got a support network leading up to that conference and afterwards. So when it comes to like trying to, you know, wrestle with all the gazillion ideas that people tend to get left with after they attend a conference, it'll be much easier for them to put those ideas into practice because they will have the support of the community as part of their membership. Like they can join the Slack and have conversations there. They can even articulate some of their learnings as moments. So people can create moments, which are short, sharp blog posts. They can record a 2-minute video, share their thoughts, ideas, and reflections. And that act of sharing helps cement their learning as well. And that's just part of the professional membership. So it's kind of like, it's all included because it's all about like, you know, learning 24/7, 365. Of course, people aren't going to do it every hour of the day, yet people can show up as often as they want to. And Moticon is like a big accelerator of being able to show up, yet it also is supported by everything else that goes on throughout the year. And I guess that, you know, maybe Rosie, you might want to share some thoughts on this. Kind of the process of working out the lineup was very much aligned with people showing up, and people that we've been collaborating with already was certainly went a long way to help us, you know, craft what the schedule would look like, the talks, the workshops, the activities. So yeah, Rosie, would you like to share a little bit more about that process?
Yeah, a work in progress one that we're continually fine tuning. Yes, since we implemented MOT profiles, which has been about 18 months now, I didn't really fully appreciate how much of an impact that would make, where we could literally look at someone's profile and see how they've contributed. It would naturally track everything because we tag people in their contributions, and we could just see them like in an instance to get to know them. And the more we did that, the more it was like, oh wow, the MOT profile really enables us to make better decisions about the people we accept in the room. And as part of that, like, our thinking evolved as a team. I would definitely say it's very much a team effort. But the more we used MOT profiles, the more we realized that this has to be core to like how we work with people, because instead of like opening up 10 different browsers or doing multiple searches to understand who these people were, or in today's world using maybe AI search to, you know, prompt about people, we just had everything, and it was related to the specifically to the MOT contributions. And basically, the more we did that, the more we were like, well, it makes sense to prioritize the people who are showing up. And it's almost like the people who are showing up, it's not an interview process, but it's a getting to know each other process. And the more we would work with people, the more we would get excited to invite them to things. And why shouldn't we invite them if they've been contributing? And yeah, some things just feel so right. We kind of call this like the R test internally. It's like, does this feel good? Does this feel right? How we're doing things? And we've just been, doubling down more on that idea. Like 18 months ago, it was like, oh, MOT profiles are super helpful. And now it's more recently, in the past month or two, we made it so that actually to apply to anything, you have to be a pro member. And that's basically tied into this kind of thinking, is that we want to support the people that support us as well. And when we have 300, 400 submissions to go through for Motocon, and the vast majority of those are, we don't really know anything about the people that are non-members or free members, we end up rejecting them naturally. So why should we waste people's time to submit if we end up rejecting them anyways, because we know nothing about them? And it's not because those submissions are typically bad, but it's like, it almost feels like too much of a risk for a conference for us to put on. So, you know, in a sense, you know, if we're thinking from that perspective, it's, you know, we want to take less risks. And when we know people who share good things, that's less risks. And it just creates great community vibes as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, yeah, it's a good bit of honesty there, and the, you know, not to get too meta or behind the scenes, but, you know, there are challenges across the globe right now when it comes to organizing events and the risks that you take when you put those events on. We have to be mindful of that. What I like about the process is just, I think you nailed it where you said, like, why would we not invite these people? Like, the people that have been showing up doing awesome stuff. And I think, you know, Gary Hawk shares it on the chat. He says, even though Motocon itself is massive reason enough to get the pro membership, it's very difficult to actually quantify how much more there is to it. Basically, the more you put into your membership, the more you get back. Yeah, absolutely, Gary. That's a really cool way of framing it. And it's like, you know, the people that are going to share some talks and run some workshops at Motocon, they've been showing up and they've been really making the most of their membership. And it's like, yeah, of course we would invite them. Like, they're just doing awesome things, and we want to continue to encourage them to put things out there. That's, yeah, it feels like a really nice way of doing things. Deanna, any extra thoughts on that before I ask a few more questions?
not an extra thought per se, but just to flag as well what Judy said. She says, I will say having the community wrapped up with the conference is really awesome. Most conferences I've attended and the community around them tend to go silent until conference time. MOT's community is active all year round. So that goes back as well to what we were both saying and Rosie is MOTACON, it just doesn't happen on the 1st of October. There's a whole process and hype and vibe around it that we like to prepare people for it, but also we continue the conversations afterwards. So it doesn't just stop there. We always create content and initiatives after MOTACON with all the things that we've learned, all the conversations that we've had, not just as Team MOT, but everyone that attended. And that's the good spirit of it, is that it just doesn't end there. So yeah, thanks Judy for sharing that, because yeah, it is exactly what we try to do.
Totally. And that goes for folks who aren't in a position to attend as well. But we appreciate, you know, it's based in the UK, and for some people travel isn't an option right now, or there's budget constraints to make it to the UK. So, you know, the talks are recorded, you know, recorded by professional videographers, and they get really well produced and they get uploaded to the Motiverse platform for people to consume and come back to. And also, you know, for those who did attend, if they're in a workshop and they're like, oh, I missed that talk, I can do both, you know, that can happen, right? They can always go back to the recorded talk a little bit later. Or even, you know, if you sat in it, attended the talk and you're like, I wanted to come back to some of those concepts, you know, you check out the recorded version, have a look at the transcript, pull out some stuff. We guarantee that when you watch a talk for the second time, a third time, there'll be other learning opportunities that will pop out. And that's where, you know, someone watches a talk, whether it's live or recorded, people can then post on the MOT site with things called moments. So moments is like a short form way of blogging. Share your learning, like doing that learning in public for others to read is a great way to kind of solidify your own learning and put yourself out there. It also, coming back to Rosie's point about your profile, it adds to your profile. So every time you create a moment, it gets added to your profile, and you can say to, you know, your manager in your one-to-one or performance review, look, this is what I've been up to. This is some of my learnings that I've been expressing to the community. Here's how I've been contributing. Here's how I've been upskilling. And it's a great way to demonstrate to the people that you're working with that you're deadly serious about your job and that you care. So it's, you know, these things, something like MOTACON can spark all of that before and after. Like, one little challenge, you know, just off the bat would be have a look at the schedule and then write one moment per item on the schedule. Just share your reflections, like, oh, this is cool, but also say, here's what I've also learned about that particular topic. So it's, you know, use it as a springboard to create stuff, to reflect on your own learnings and experiences, and then maybe come back to that moments post after the event to then create like a follow-up version. That would be quite interesting. Right, okie dokie. So just gonna do a quick check in the chat. 80 shares, I've said it before, but it bears repeating. I wouldn't have had the career I've had or been the tester I have been without Ministry of Testing, the community / Motiverse. Ah, oh, that's great to hear that, 80. Oh, and Nadia is answering a question from Pretty. I think you would have to re-register or make sure you have membership on the date. So it's a question where, Pretty, I see you're asking if you register, but your membership expires, do you need to register again? You won't need to register again, just as long as you've got professional membership on the day. You'll still be on the list, and then we will see that you have professional membership, and then yeah, jump on in. So we are very much looking forward to seeing you again, Pretty. I think a couple of MOTACONs or test bashes ago was a wonderful moment for yourself, as I remember you sharing on the Motiverse. So we'd love to see you there, Pretty. So please do ensure you got that professional membership, and then you can jump on the day. Fantastic.
I would add there, Simon, that if your membership lapses, you do lose the spot and you have to re-register.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Oh, my bad. I thought.
And that's especially important for things when they get fully booked up. So leading with quality, for example, at the moment, it's fully booked up. So if you if your membership lapses, and so does the event registration, and you might lose your place. So I'd recommend ensuring that your membership doesn't lapse.
That's the top tip. That's the way around it.
So on that note, I just then would like to flag. So in the case of Moticon, of course, we have plenty of space for hundreds of members. But in events where we have a limited number, such as Leading with Quality the day before, for example, or the social events around it, if you've registered for them as a professional member, then it lapses. And then you activate your membership, but the event is already then fully booked. It means that you will not have a guaranteed space, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know. I've learned something new today as well.
This is it, folks. It's live learning on This Week in Quality. As always, I think there's always, I learn gazillions when we have these conversations. And lovely to see Nancy Schultz sharing, I want a selfie with Pretty as well. I don't have one yet. Ah, that has got to happen 100%. And as AD shares, selfies equal memories. Yeah, they do. And we really encourage people to take lots of photos. You know, maybe we're set up a little challenge to encourage people to take selfies with as many folks as possible, post them as individual moments on the site. And maybe there's a badge in that or something. I'm sure we can set up some challenges like that just to encourage people to connect. I think we had an idea where it's not a feature yet on the site, but perhaps we might introduce where you can see who's attending and you could perhaps click a button that says, I want to meet this person. And then it builds up a little to-do list for you that you can take on the day. And you're like, you can tick off, yes, I met that person. And it encourages you to take a photo and then share a moment with that person. But that's a feature on our backlog. Who knows if it will make it to the top, but we'll try our very best. Rosie, you've unmuted. Go for it.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to add something because typically, I guess, I'm not very good for asking for help. So if there's a bit of help that I would ask is, as we transition to being more tech-focused, if you look at the lineup for Moticon, it's actually not a quality or testing conference. There's stuff there for engineering managers, there's product stuff, there's AI stuff, there's security stuff. So really, we hope to go beyond quality and testing. And I think everyone in the room works with developers, designers, product managers, security people, AI people. Invite them or let them know about what we're doing, because I think that will really help us as the Motiverse and help us keep heading towards where we want to go. So yeah, bring a friend. I challenge you to all bring a friend along.
I love that idea. Bring a colleague. I like that. That's very cool. And yeah, rightly so, because there have been times in the past where we've met some developers at the conference when it was called Test Bash, and it was amazing. It's like, what brings you here? And they're like, oh, I'm just kind of curious about this. I'm really getting into testing. And at that time when it was more of a testing focused conference, it was like great to see people joining in. Yeah, I think to your point, Rosie, it's like all encompassing now. So I think, you know, we've got, I would say, around quality engineering, AI, leadership, product, accessibility and security. It's all there over the day, whether it's through the talks or the workshops and or some of the activities that we're going to have running throughout the day as well. Wonderful. Well, I thought a bit of interaction with our live audience today. I could ask some questions, a little quiz. Keep it simple. So if you want to post your answers in the chat, please do get involved. So question number one, and no cheating on this one. I mean, you can, but it just wouldn't be as fun. Here we go. Question one, who will be speaking about building products that make people smile? Who will be speaking about building products that make people smile? Now, if you think about folks that have participated in This Week in Quality, that have been sharing lots of good things about joy in product and encouraging people to kind of work develop products that do make people smile. Some answers are coming in. We've got Claire from Nadja. Gary says, Claire, Demi, is it Claire Norman? Amy says, this is too easy. And Claire Norman shares 5 big smiley emojis. You're right, folks. It is Claire Norman. The wonderful Claire Norman. We are so chuffed that Claire is part of the Moticon crew. So, yeah, Claire's talk is Make It Joyful, How to Build Products That Make People Smile. I can't wait for that one. I know it's going to be epic because Claire is epic. So, yeah, very much looking forward to that indeed. Okay, let's try maybe one more question for a bit of interaction with the audience. So, there is a workshop happening and it is about ensemble testing for the whole team. What person or people are running that workshop? It's around ensemble testing for the whole team. Who is likely to be running that workshop? Answers in the chat. Oh, I see people thinking hard on this one. This is not so many quick answers coming through.
I was just going to say, everyone just going now to the webpage, to the schedule.
It says, I know. Okay, that's good. Nadja, the name is in the back of my head. Oh, Helene, I know Eamon for sure. Interesting. Richard, is that the one with Lisa and Eamon? That sounds like Lisa Crispin.
Yeah.
You are correct. It is Lisa Crispin and Eamon Droko. And what a wonderful pairing. We are so chuffed to have both Lisa and Eamon. Two absolutely wonderful people in the community who are up to good things. So, yeah, we're excited for that one as well.
I am especially excited as well to meet Lisa for the first time. I've been speaking with Lisa pretty much since I started in the Motiverse about 6 years ago. And I'm finally meeting her in person. And it's great. I can't wait.
I love it. Yeah, likewise. I've never met Lisa before. So I'm like proper... like she's just the ultimate. The book I read, Agile Testing, back in the very early days, I think when it was first published around 2009, was a game changer in my career as a quality professional. And it's like, that's a turning point for me personally around, you know, using a model to help describe what it is we do and the concept of models. Yeah, so to meet Lisa in person will be amazing. So yes, okay, maybe let's just do one more and just to call out, let me see what I can grab from the site. Yes, I will give you the answer straight away because I can see that Richard Adams, the wonderful Richard Adams, is in the chat. So Richard will be running a workshop, Beyond the Exception with Root Cause Analysis. So over the last, I guess, several months, Richard has been talking a lot about Root Cause Analysis or RCA. So yes, that workshop is coming soon to Moticon. So do go check that out. Richard's workshops are always popular and always very interesting. So it's lovely that you're part of the crew as well, Richard. So thank you for being part of Moticon this year. Okay, one more then. Here we go. So there's going to be, I'm in workshop mode now. There's going to be one on context engineering, one of the hottest topics on the planet right now, right? Context engineering. Who will be doing a workshop on context engineering? I can see AD Stokes says Rahul. Okay, yep. Demi, that's Rahul Parwell. Gary, Rahul. Fritti says Rahul Parwell. Rosie says Bug. Yeah, it could be Bug. Hey, thank you, EJ, for sharing Ben. Yeah, I'm going to assume Ben Doan there. Yes, that could be a Ben Doan type of workshop. Yet it is indeed, folks, Rahul Parwell. He's doing great stuff in the world of AI prompt engineering. You know, there's a couple of wonderful courses for people to check out on the Motiverse on prompt engineering, the basic one and then the advanced one that you can get access to with your professional membership. Rahul is all in, and he is, what I like about Rahul is he will put himself forward for things to then encourage him to level up his knowledge and experience about a particular topic. So I think he's chatting with Rahul about this. He's just grateful that he can also now do more, and the fact that he will be running this at Moticon forces him to kind of level up his experience with context engineering. So he's really going to go for it. So I think that's like my point being that people that contribute it encourages you to kind of go deeper into your topics and things that you find interesting. So yeah.
Here's another photo opportunity for you all. Try to grab me and Rahul in the same picture, and then you will see why I say this. For those who don't know, for those who do, we'll automatically know what I'm talking about. But for those who don't, it will be a funny thing to do.
I love it, Deanna. We'll add that to the star stamp sheet.
Yes, please.
Which we do need to work on if we're going to bring back the stamp sheet. I think, yeah, for those that actually, we could do a live poll. For those who did attend Moticon last year, did you like the star stamp sheet? So it was like a sheet with challenges on it, like get a selfie with Rosie, or go meet this sponsor, or take a photo of this. And people will get a stamp for picking up those tasks. So yeah, if you enjoyed that, do let us know in the chat. We can certainly bring that one back to Moticon this year. I think we certainly need to work out what little challenges and fun little activities we can get folks involved in. So Helene says the stamp sheet was the reason I did a 99-second talk. I wanted that stamp. Oh my goodness. Well, that's it. We're bringing it back for that very reason, Helene. And Pretty Gupta, yes, Pretty, we enjoyed a lot. Oh, I love it. Okay. So it looks like, although AD shares stamping on bug felt cruel. Oh, yeah, we don't want to stamp on bug, but do we want to stamp out bugs or embrace bugs? It's, you know, this is the dilemma we face as professionals in tech, right? We love finding the bugs, but do we really want to find them? Excellent. Oh, and Pretty, yeah, I remember now. Yeah, reason to collect the MOT goodies. Of course, you could exchange your stamps for items that are available on the merchandise shop, if I remember, the Moticon shop. That was very cool. Excellent. Okie dokes. Well, we have, I guess, around about 15 minutes before we wrap up today's This Week in Quality. Deanna, Rosie, before we invite some folks up onto stage to perhaps sort of share their thoughts on, you know, joining a tech conference like Moticon, any further thoughts that you wanted to share before I do that?
Well, let's go do it.
Let's go. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm looking forward to it. That's all I can say. I love the changes that are happening, and it's not just a conference, it's the whole platform together, how it's all working together. And we've got the Brighton Waddle the day after, also known as the Brighton Walk, where we're encouraging people to hang out in Brighton if they want to do a bit of a Brighton tour. And honestly, that's partly come out of trying to think differently about what a conference is. And there's a few like founder type conferences that, well, they're not really conferences, or they're partly conferences, where they have excursions. They take time out just to go on a trip and stuff like that. And I've wanted to do more of that in, you know, recently, and I was trying to figure out how do we do it. But like a lot of the founder conferences, they're really expensive. It's like, you know, $1,500-$2,000 for like, you know, a 2-day thing, and it just doesn't sit comfortably for me. So I was wondering, like, how could we bring some of that to Moticon without the extra cost? And it turns out walking is free, so we need a map and we can gather at a meeting point and explore Brighton with hopefully nice weather. But Brighton's a great city to explore. Lots of cool things to see. And it just brings another layer of getting to know people, and the conference isn't just about the talks, it's about building your network and relationships.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. It just brings another angle to things, and yeah, brings people together in another way, which is very cool. And as Nadia shares, there's also, yeah, potential karaoke night. Yeah, I hear last year's was pretty popular, a lot of fun. I might try and get myself to that if I can. It looks good.
And the duck shop.
And, And also following from what Rosie was saying, also don't forget the day before, we have Leading with Quality during the day on the 30th of September. Leading with Quality at the moment is sold out. However, if you are looking to attend, please join the waiting list, as people might update still their RSVPs and an opportunity might come up, who knows. And then that evening, the evening before Motocon, we have the social, the pre-Motocon social, which is going to be at Oso Social, at the beach. It's a fantastic venue. It's a great way to start meeting some people and getting to know each other a little bit more. So yeah, register for those as well and for Motocon.
It's all happening, folks. Many, many opportunities just to connect and as Rosie shares, build that network, you know, and it's kind of like for those who, you know, been showing up, we may only sort of show up and see each other or speak to each other in an online context. And just the opportunity to meet up in person for people that you've only ever spoken to online. I love it when that happens, when you're like, oh, wow, we're meeting in person, finally. You know, I can think Gary Hawks, who's active in the chat right now and a regular for This Week in Quality. I think Gary and I knew each other for a while because of This Week in Quality. And then when we met in person last year at Motocon, it was like, yeah, finally. It was really cool. That's just one example of many. I do love it when online people meet up. As Gary shares, I screamed a lot when I saw people for the first time, including you, Simon. Yeah, exactly. I love it. It's a good reaction. It's a good reaction. Well, I see we do have some folks who are joining us backstage. This is great. I see Andreas, if you can hear us. You have been backstage for a while. I can bring you on stage, but so I will do that and feel free to unmute. But I do wonder if you may have joined accidentally earlier on in the episode, but feel free to join us. So I will bring you on stage, Andreas, if you wanted to unmute and join us, please jump on in. Andreas, if you can hear us, feel free to say hi.
Hello. Do you hear me?
I can hear you and we can actually see you. This is brilliant. So This Week in Quality tends to be a voice-only event. However, if you want to, you know, break all the rules, you can keep your camera on. This is wonderful, right? So please do. It's up to you entirely. But thank you for joining us up on stage.
Okay. Today I'm only a listener because in my new job role, I must do some testing events. And so I will learn from you.
I see. Oh, this is cool. So when you say testing events, as in a thing like a conference or being online like we are today, or activities related to testing, which one?
Activity testing, A/B testing, front and back end testing, a lot.
I love it. That's very cool, Andreas. Well, you're definitely in the right place. And I would, if you haven't done so already, do have a look at ministryoftesting.com. I would perhaps start with a keyword search, go and find out some things that people have been up to and some knowledge that has been shared already and go check it out. And I think, yeah, just maybe you could share a moment. So that's like a short form blog post just to introduce yourself to the community and kind of what you're looking to learn about or what sort of knowledge and stuff that you could share as well. And that would be, yeah, that'd be wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you please write me this in the chat, this testing.com?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me just grab the URL for you. I will pop it in the chat. So it's ministryoftesting.com.
Okay. Yeah, I have this. Okay.
You got it. Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
So I introduce myself a little bit or
now? Yeah, please do. Go for it.
Yeah. I'm living in Stuttgart and Berlin. I'm 56 years old and work for 35 years for Mercedes for car manufacturing, based here on the headquarter in Stuttgart and sometimes in Berlin. So we have since 2 years a very big IT systems for internal 100 programmers in different, also we use Apex, Confluence. And I'm between business department and IT department, normally for databases, migration, and communication. And next month, so I have the new role as a testing observer or auditor or something else.
This is amazing. That's so cool, Andreas. Thank you so much for sharing. And as you can see, if you can see in the chat, we have a chapter. So this is a local chapter where you can meet up with fellow testing quality and tech professionals. And in fact, Nadia, who's going to join the stage in a little bit, is one of the organizers of MOT Berlin. So yeah, great opportunity if you're able to make that. There's future events will be coming soon to get involved and meet folks in the local community as well as our online community as well. But yeah, really grateful for you showing up today, Andreas.
I have one question to you.
Yeah.
Because so the last month I work a lot of web coding and N8N and other tools. And normally we can automate a lot of testing stuff. So that's my question. Do you have experience in vibe-coded testing tools or something else?
As a community, there are indeed some folks who are exploring vibe coding. So we can see some folks are getting involved in that and certainly have some knowledge and experiences. So I think a good starting point, I would say, is to explore the site for vibe coding or vibe testing, see what you find. You could also join, as Rosie has shared in the chat, the AI chapter. This is a new chapter that we set up that's theme-based, that's getting into important topics related to AI, and of course, including vibe coding, context engineering, prompt engineering, all of that good stuff. So yeah, I would say join that chapter, put some questions out to the community, and then see who can reply and see what else you can find. And also, as you find information, Andreas, please share it back with the rest of the community. So, you know, one example, we have a thing called the Observatory. This is a way to add bookmarks to interesting things you see around the internet that are related to tech. So let's say, for example, you find an interesting talk or article on vibe coding. You could add that as a link to the Observatory so other people could see it as well as yourself. So that's another way to very quickly and easily contribute stuff and also build up your profile, because that would appear on your profile page as well. So it's like kind of encouraging folks out there when they learn something to then share it back with the community. And that could be as simple as sharing a link.
Thanks a lot.
Awesome. It's lovely to meet you, Andreas. Thanks so much for joining the stage. We really appreciate
it. Thank you.
It's really cool. Well, folks, I think we started a little bit later. So for those who do want to stick around beyond the hour, I'm up for it if you're up for it. And I can see we have two more folks who are off stage at the moment. I'd love to bring Ruslan, who I also think, Ruslan, you're part of MOT Berlin. You might be able to correct me if I'm wrong with that. But let's bring Ruslan up on stage.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Do you hear me well?
I can hear you. I can see you. I'm loving it. I'm loving this. This camera's on. Maybe we should experiment with it a bit more on this evening quality. But yeah, it's good to see you. Good to hear from you. How has your weekend quality been?
Oh, that's fantastic. Fantastic weekend quality. I also, just the last week, I met Nadia and a few other folks, and we had like a very small our Berlin community meetup, the Ministry of Testing Berlin. It was wonderful to catch up. And also, I think there is a big need to kind of grow our community in Berlin, particularly because, like, unfortunately, like, there were like not too many. I mean, I really enjoyed the our conversations were like tight space, but kind of everyone was expecting like a few more people. So I think that's a thing like to grow and kind of, I think, spread the word about what like Ministry of Testing is doing and how it can help like folks, because I believe there is so many professionals in quality assurance and testing, in particularly in Berlin, that would like really enjoy all this kind of conversations, like memberships, and they would, I think, they just probably don't know. Or another thing, I think people are just getting so overwhelmed. There's a lot of stuff happening like in the world, and I mean with the testing, and then I can bring it like for hours. But yeah, as for me, well, so to say, funny thing, like a year ago, I met Nadia at almost the same year. And there was a time when I was like unemployed. And I said to Nadia and a few other people, like, folks, I am actually developing like a tool to simplify testing, like to a tool that would kind of do testing the same thing, like in the same way, like people are doing like vibe coding, right? And that's something that I had like in mind, but it was just maybe like few Git commits in that platform, nothing like just nearly ready. And a year ago, like right now, I have a working platform, which is called QualityMax or QualityMax.io. And it's something that I was like building for like almost a year and like 7 months full time. And it was like, I mean, it's, you cannot imagine like how it was like different from like just being a, like I had already like 18 years of experience in quality assurance and testing, but building something like for testing and switching all these kind of hats and roles, like, and being like a solo founder, that given me so much perspective on the things, like about things I maybe even had to learn in the past, but now I'm kind of relearning everything. And I'm also relearning things with quality, and then how AI is changing quality assurance, and those kind of experience, I think it's like really interested. I mean, I'm really interested like to speak about this and speak about my experience of building that and about things maybe like that anyone can try the platform and see itself, like if it's helpful or not for like simplifying testing workflows and so on. So this is like, I think my week was, and I was also, I'm catching bugs myself like in my own platform, and that's funny experience. Maybe the strongest factor that I did. So yesterday, maybe now there is like this new model from Google. It's called Gemma 4B. And interesting thing that I have wired up the Gemma model on AVS GPU servers. And now it's working with my terminal agent that like, so I have a terminal agent. And it's actually like a cat in the terminal, but he's like inclined with testing. And like, it's now like working that when you write, like work with this tool. So he actually works with a server on this new Google open model AI kind of, and can work totally kind of in this agnostic mode, not using any kind of Anthropic or OpenAI. And this is like so interesting to build.
I love it, Ruslan. It's cool to get to explore this new kind of frontier of tooling, right? And to help that support you in building your own tool. Yeah, I mean, I can certainly just encourage you, you know, get yourself a professional membership and then just get posting, right? Share moments about your journey, what you're up to, what you're learning. You know, that is all, you know, great for yourself, of course, to reflect on those learnings and articulate it. And also just, you know, get your name out there. Folks will get to know you, and also folks will learn. They'll get something valuable from what you have to share. And then, you know, there'll be plenty more opportunities to speak and get involved and get stuck in with the community in various different ways, both at a local level in Berlin and, you know, across the globe online in many different ways. So yeah, it's good to hear from you, and thank you for sharing today. I'm glad you had a good week. It sounds very cool, and I'm loving that you're sporting a Motiverse t-shirt. We can see that with the camera on, so that's very cool. But yeah, I encourage folks. Rosie shared a link to your profile page in the chat, so we have a following feature, so people can start to follow each other, and then you can view the activity from people that you're following. Right. So yeah, wonderful. It's thank lovely. You, Simon. Lovely to chat with you, Ruslan, and we'll see you around. We'll see you around the Motiverse.
Yes, thank you.
Cool. Stick around on stage, but we're going to bring Nadia, our final guest for today, as we then eventually wrap up today's episode. Nadia.
Hello.
How you been?
I'm awesome. I'm on vacation today, so no work for me, but the week was a little bit exhausting. But I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about the next chapter meeting that we're planning for May already. So Andreas, keep an eye out. We are planning after the 20th of May. We are still fixing the date. We have a space secured. We still need speakers, but it's definitely happening. So I would love to see you there, Andreas. And Ruslan is coming as well, obviously.
And when it would be in this event?
We don't have a date yet. We will.
Ah, you don't have a date. Okay, so we can probably align, because I'll have a short vacation in May.
But let's not plan that now. But yeah, we still need speakers. So if you haven't sent in your contribution into the continuous call of contributions yet, do it now, because we're gonna look for speakers soon, as soon as we have the date secured.
That's great, Nadia. I love it. I love that you're planning for the next chapter event. Very, very cool. And I guess, yeah, I'm just thinking out loud now, but we have the open to feature on the Motiverse. And this is for all listeners today, that you can mark yourself open to speak. You could mark yourself open to write. You can mark yourself open to teach, to mentor. And that is a great way for professional members to then view that list and go, oh, these people say they're up for podcasting. Well, I can get them on my podcast. Or this person is up for speaking. So, maybe we could reach out to them and say, hey, do you want to speak virtually at one of our events, for example? So that's a nice reminder for folks to, you can go on your profile and you can essentially mark what you are open to. And also handy for folks who are looking for their next opportunity, you can mark yourself open to work, for example. Cool. Nadia, it's great to hear from you. I'm glad you're well. And I appreciate a busy week for you, but I'm hopeful that you've had some time to switch off from your workplace before you get back to work.
Yeah, I'm going to the arcade tonight, so I'm going to have a lot of fun.
Perfect. What's your game of choice? If it's that type of arcade.
It's the first time for me to go to an arcade. I was once in Barcelona, but we didn't play many games, so I'm not really sure what my favorite game is yet. Maybe I will tell you next week.
I love it. I love it. Well, have fun, enjoy, and we will speak soon. Great. Oh, and I can see in the chat, Rosie is sharing that Nadia is a top gamer for Rahul's bug game.
Yeah, nobody has managed to kill my high score yet. Yeah. But that's because he tweaked the version. I think nobody can make that many points anymore.
Oh, I see. He changed the rules on it. I love it. That's very cool. That's great. Excellent. Okay, folks. Well, we are going to wrap up for today. Thank you so much for everyone who's joined and stuck around. For those who have joined the stage today and those joining live who have been active in the chat, yeah, we are grateful for you listening to us talk about Moticon. We really want you to consider getting that professional membership. Get stuck in, support your fellow tech professionals by getting that professional membership and find a way to get to Moticon. And start the conversation now, right? Start making connections with people that are attending. You can see who is attending, start connecting with them, sharing ideas, writing about this stuff, writing your thoughts and reflections on what is going to happen at Moticon. So yeah, start today is really what I'm sharing. So yes, enjoy, folks, the rest of your day, whatever you're up to, and have a lovely weekend. And we will see you all around the Motiverse very soon.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye for now. Bye.